Psalm 109, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed me about also with words of hatred, and fought against me without a cause. For my love they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer, and they have rewarded me evil for good, and hatred for my love. Set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children be continually vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. Let the extortioner catch all that he hath, and let the stranger spoil his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy unto him, neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered with the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth. Because that he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing like as with his garment, so let it come into his bowels like water, and like oil into his bones. Let it be unto him as the garment which covereth him, and for a girdle wherewith he is girded continually. Let this be the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord, and of them that speak evil against my soul. But do thou for me, O God the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I am gone like the shadow when it declineth. I am tossed up and down as the locust. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. I became also a reproach unto them. When they looked upon me, they shaked their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. O save me according to thy mercy, that they may know that this is thy hand, that thou, Lord, hast done it. Let them curse, but bless thou. When they arise, let them be ashamed, but let thy servant rejoice. Let mine adversaries be clothed with shame. Let them cover themselves with their own confusion, as with a mantle. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude. For he shall stand at the right hand of the poor, to save him from those that condemn his soul. We must know and understand that there are evil men and women on this earth who have given themselves over to wickedness and deceit, and they shall never be saved. Just like the chief priests and wicked Pharisees who despise the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be delivered in his stead, and killed the Prince of Life because of their envy and hatred, so too are there men as such today. These men can appear to be religious and godly in public. They can appear to stand on behalf of humanity and speak of world peace. But their mouths are deceit, their tongues are a lie, their words are hatred, and they despise those who know and love the Lord. They reward evil for good. They, like Judas, pretend to care for the poor, but secretly they rob the poor and persecute and oppress them for their own gain. They delight in cursing, and so cursing shall come upon them and consume them. They try to curse and make desolate the people of God, and so shall God curse them and make their name and posterity desolate in all the earth. For the scripture saith, Let the extortioner catch all that he hath, and let the stranger spoil his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy unto him, neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following let their name be blotted out. Why? Because that he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. Such are the wicked doers that are the enemies of all righteousness, the enemies of the Lord himself and of his people. These be they who are of their father the devil, and the lusts of their father they will do, the lusts of lying, treason, betrayal, slander, blasphemy, and murder. Let us not be deceived, for these shall be manifested in due time, for by their fruits they shall be known, as Judas was. He appeared to be a true apostle of our Lord, but was actually a devil. He appeared to be one who served the Lord in righteousness, but he actually served his own belly. He was the son of perdition, and Satan stood at his right hand. And when he was judged, he was condemned, and his prayer became sin. His days were numbered, and they were few, and he fell headlong and burst asunder. And so another took his office. And so too shall it be with the Antichrist himself, the man of sin, the profane wicked prince of Israel, the deceiver and blasphemer of the God of gods. And so too shall all be that follow their pernicious ways. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. These are spots in your feasts of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds. Trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. Wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. So let us be aware, and let us beware, and let us be alert. And let us call upon the name of the Lord, because his mercy is good, and he will deliver us. And let us cry, Help us, O Lord our God, save us according to thy mercy, that they may know that this is thy hand, that thou, Lord, hast done it. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth, yea, I'll praise him among the multitude. For Satan may stand at their right hand, but the Lord will stand at the right hand of the poor in spirit, those who call only upon him, and he will save us from those who seek to destroy and condemn our soul. Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise. Psalm 109.